October 28th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you solemnly, evil is powerful in the world today, as good does not unite to oppose it. For instance, Satan knows the power of this mission and readily attacks it. But good does not unite in the defense of this good. Rather, it is scattered and confused as to the authenticity of these messages and apparitions. Satan has made it easier to disbelieve than to believe. This is why it remains so important that there is clarity between good and evil. The evil forces in the world today are not confused in their goals and in their support of one another. One evil goal is the confusion of those of goodwill. The evil forces today are united in this. Evil has succeeded in dividing good and in compromising the truth. This is why I seek consolation of my mournful heart for the vast compromise of truth and abuse of authority. Make every effort to make God's truth known. Be united in this, and do not seek opportunities to oppose one another. Support the truth and attack evil together. Once you determine the path of truth, do not doubt, but be firm in your resolve. Good must unite against evil in order to be victorious. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. Diversity of graces among the faithful to build up the body of Christ, being unified to practice the truth in love. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and others some evangelists, and others some pastors and doctors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all meet into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the age of the fullness of Christ, that henceforth we be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the wickedness of men, by cunning craftiness, by which they lie in wait to deceive. But doing the truth in charity, we may in all things grow up in him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being compacted and fitly joined together by what every joint supplieth, according to the operation in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in charity. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.